want two zachen min yore de yoyme. First, we have a mitzvah today of machtis ha-shekel. Zecher le-machtis ha-shekel. We have to know that the zecher le-machtis ha-shekel is not stam ha-zecher. Echot be-odo mashmim al ha-shkolim. Maharshal learns that when Haman gave the Aseres Kikar Kesef to the Melech, and then so the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rosho, my shkolim came before your shkolim. The Maharshal learns, my shkolim came before your shkolim. The Gemara says, Shenema be'echot be'odo mashmim al ha-shkolim. He was in Yud Gimel Odo. They already said, Parshas Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Odo. Now the mashmim al ha-shkolim wins Haman. Not the shkolim. And it's brought down. You know, we learned Parshas Truma, Tetzave. Kol ish asher yidvenu libo yobi es Truma Hashem. If you feel you want to, you feel you want, you're connected, you're welcome. If you don't feel, don't give. This is Truma. Then everyone has to give Machzis Hashekel. La'oni lo yamit ayabe. And what they did with the Machzis Hashekel? They made the Adonim to the Kroshim. So Beis Hamikdash is in a force, or is bidrotz? The whole Parshas Truma says only if you want. This is that, and when they explain Beis Hamikdash has the level of Klal Yisrael, Sforim Shteit Ad, but Ad Ein Soif. Then comes Parshas Shkolim. Everyone has to give. Mashmim al Shkolim. If you don't give, the Beis Din go. It was put tables. They were forced. It was mamish like a starke fundraise matzah. As they stayed, they put tables. Was mamish a force in Gans Klal Yisrael? Was mamish gonish? Was a small money. No one could give for no one. Every only you have to give. No one could give more. Well, two people could take care of the whole Klal Yisrael. Where's the nitva salei? It's put down in the Sforim Hazay. The truma, the mishkan is built with truma salei, without rotzen. But Rotzen is not enough. Has to be enforced. A person decides, I'm going to be a chashid bocher. I'm going to sit and learn day and night. He will not be matzliach. If he doesn't have also that force, he can come in the tainis. So that's the person not here, he leaves. He will never become Adam Gadol. Why? He could leave. What do you mean he could leave? What do you mean he could leave? It's a force. Any day you have to hear. But tainis, a lot of people don't come. Say that. But these people don't become Gdei Yisrael. The Yisoid of the Mishkan, and this was the Adonim, the federation of the Mishkan is, it's not a choice. The Maharal explains, Klal Yisrael said Nasir and Nishma. So why you need Kof Olem Harke Gigis? And Purim comes to fix that Kof Olem Harke Gigis. Zog the Maharal to tell Klal Yisrael, I know you decided you want the Torah, but if you ask him to accept it, from this minute, it's not exception. It's not, I accepted it. It's a force. And I have that in the army in America. You don't have to go to the army like in Eretz Yisrael. But if you sign to the Navy, this is it. If you miss a day, they put you in jail. If you go 2 days, they put you in jail for 2 weeks. I came, I signed, I'm sorry. This is the way it's built. You could say that you want to come in. Oh, but the way it is, there's no chance I could miss. The binyan of a yid is gibayt and truma salev. Hayik balibur bedarke Hashem. Imein anili mili. Prisoners decide, I want to become a choshev bocher. I want to be matzliach. I want to grow. How about it? This is the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. But nidva salev. But the nidva salev has to have that is only loyal. Everyone has to. And they forced it. Memashkinim al ashkolim. Memashkinim al ashkolim. And this would really was menatzeach Haman. Not the Truma. not the Nidras Alev, that Yoim Velayla lo Yishboisu. The Rambam says, Aroitzel Liskis Bekisro Shotoiro lo Yabed Afilu Echot Mileloisam. Echot Mileloisam. One night, it's a chasna tonight. One of these souls ma'abed and decides now he wants to start. But that's the yesoid. It's not pshat tonight I can't. It doesn't stim for me. It's erev purim. Not holding. This is Be'etzin, the Yesoid. And this is Be'etzin, the Milchama with Amalek. When Klal Yisrael were Mekabel on themselves, Mashpim al Ashkolim, this is Be'etzin, the Zeichel of Machzis HaShekel. That is a force. That is a Hechach. We're going in Purim to Mekabel Teiro Be'av. By the way, after Mekabel Teiro Be'av, we spoke different. What is the way to Mekabel Teiro Be'av? Avada, the Yisrael of Purim is Kabbalah Sateiro Be'av. Without Kabbalah Sateiro Be'av, it doesn't happen. But the Yisrael of Kabbalah Be'av is a Kabbalah that is a force, that is a hechah. That it's a loyegune. There's no choice. It's not today I can. Today is not legea. When a person has that kriyas, had a chavrusa, that's my mishad and godl, in a shas, yosho v'hofuch. Remember we learned nights in 4 hours every night. I was a bachur. So we finished the quarter to 12 by night. The chavrusa shavmah. So the quarter to 8 and the quarter to 12. Sometimes 20 to 12 we got to the Mishnah. Maybe a cup of blood. So I would close the Gemara. There's 5 minutes left. Then he would start the Mishnah with the ganze Starkeit. The 5 minutes in the middle of the Mishnah. We stop. Go to sleep. That 5 minutes made him to become Adam God. He learned. Okay, he finishes sugya 20 to 12. So he gets up. Rabbi Chochem will not be. God Lador, he will never come. So he finished. He learned later. Noch harish, noch harsugya. Shkolim. But I love really. I'm mamish with the ganze gishmak. Avad, you have to live with the ganze gishmak. That's the first chilek. But the chilek that it has to. I'm learning every morning, every afternoon, every night, every Friday, every Shabbos. This is the tzura of the Kabbalah Sotayra. So when a person is nigash, the hodah kiblu b'me'ach ha-shveyoish. When a person is nigash, the hodah kiblu b'me'ach ha-shveyoish, this has to be the tzura. This has to be the tzura of the Kabbalah. Tzuras HaKabbalah has to be Be'av Be'rotzen Aber Be'echach. I want to discuss one Shaila that came up this year. I kind of want to hear from the London Taine. My father is in America. I have to go and he's coming back. So I spoke to him 2 days ago. I asked him about when he's coming back. He told me, Yom Chamishi in the morning, Thursday morning. I said, what? He said, Thursday morning. I said, I leave Wednesday afternoon from New York, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the flight arrives here, Yom Chamishi in the morning, 7 o'clock. I'm a Kohen, it's the only flight I could take. So I told him, so it means that Lel Chamishi, you'll be in the plane a couple hours, and then it becomes morning. So you chayev in Purim. You're not Ben Krach. Where is he Megillah? Where is he pulling? So he said, but I'm planning Friday to be in Yerushalayim. So why I'm planning to be in Yerushalayim Friday? So I said, someone goes to Bnei Brak to be Shemesh tonight, and he's planning to come Friday, so you keep pouring Thursday and Friday. So he told me this, and I asked someone, and this is what someone told me. So I thought, that person, if I stay, doesn't know what he's talking about. He told me that person has to know what he's talking about. He's a chosher person. You can check it up. So I went to check up the aloche. I think it's opposed to Santa Zach. So the makkah from that person is the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan wants to be mechadesh that even if someone will be in Beit Shemesh tonight, tomorrow, for the alochas, and he will come to Yerushalayim Friday, he's chayv and two Purims, but if he's in the plane, he's not chayv. If he's in the plane, he's not mischayv. What is his yesoid? He learns pshat in the Rambam, or the second Rambam. If you're in a city, you're mischayv and you're dalet. But if you're not in the city, you're not mischayv and you're dalet. The mischayv, you have to be in the city. But if you're not in the city, so b'meila, you don't get the shame of the city. So while you don't get the shame of the city, b'meila, you're not mischayv but you're dalet. And b'meila, you're mischayv but as well. And he learns pshat in the Ramo brings down, and Simon Tov Peches, ואם הוא במדבור או בספינו כה יהיה ביום י"ד כמו רוב האוילו. If he's in the midbar on the ספינו כה יהיה ביום י"ד כמו רוב האוילו. זה דורך השולחן השווה פשיט. Someone is in Bnei Brak or in Bit Shemesh in י"ד, he is in י"ד. What the Ramah is going to say? What the Ramah is going to say? Al kol chokzot, the Ramah is talking about a person that Be'etzem is about to go back. He lives in a city, and now he's in the midbar. And Be'etzem, when a person is in the midbar, he's mufka from the kriya. So I would think that he doesn't have to read bichlal. He has to read, but it's only if he's planning to be there b'yom yudalet. But if he's planning to be with the Zvov in the Krach, he's not chayv in the midbar. This is what the Oruch HaShulchan says. The Maise, the Pashtus, we don't pass it like this Oruch HaShulchan. Shum Zaman Ayobach and Alech HaShloim is mistapik in it. And Pesach Tzvi Frank. And I want to explain the Tamtzis HaDvarim. And it's a big nafkimine that I didn't realize why all the Pesachim don't speak about all this Bacha. I'll explain it in a second. It's a huge nafkimine, and these aloches of Tezvov and Yudalet. And the Yerushalmi brings down that if someone is in the midbar, when he reads, it's said in the Yerushalmi that a person in the midbar is potter. It's a city and it's a krach. A place that is nowhere, maybe is potter and gantz. And the Yerushalmi is mechadesh lefi deraibed that even if you're in the midbar, you read in the midbar kederech rov ha'oilo. It's a mod nezach. We'll use the yeshivish sprach to understand it. Maybe very Yeshivish. We come at Purim, actually, we could use very Yeshivish Shesprach. Almost Purim Deke Chakir. The Pshat is Azei. Everyone is Chayv and Tizvot, but if you're in the city, you're Chayv and Yudalit. Or everyone is Chayv and Yudalit, if you're in the city, you're Chayv and Tizvot. Everyone really is Tizvot. Tizvot is Shushan. The people that are not in Shushan, they do Yudalit. Other than that, everyone does Yudalit. If you come to a krach, you become this one.
Or both.
What?
Or both.
What?
Neither.
If you're a krach, both. What do you mean both? What's not for a money?
Each one has its
own. Again.
If you're in the city.
I'm clearing. If the pshat is a chiyuv to everyone in Yudalit, the shaila is what it be if you know him. Here's the shaila. You know him. You're in the meatball. It's not a krach and not a year. I understood till this year, every place in the world is Yudalit. There's no deep ear is Yudalit. There were kveh, mokim, shemukav, chayma, reason to zvav. A midbar, you're not potter in a midbar. You have to be in a city. There's a din. The whole world is Megillah be Yudalit. Pesach. In a midbar, you need Pesach. When do you do Pesach? When do you do Shabbos? What a day is day. Purim is Yudalit. They said the people that are in Mukav Chaimah, they read it as well. If that is the case, Safad is not sad to say like the Oruch HaShulchan. If you learn that in Yibet Shemesh, in Yudalit, and you come to Yerushalayim as well, you have two Purims, so this person that is in the plane, now has Yudalit, and tomorrow you will have this well. This is the glad. They learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi, and vice versa to Yerushalmi, that the Ritva brings down, and Megillah Yutes. Nishtas. That the midbar is mokim shehu mufka, and the lashon of the Yerushalmi is the lashon of the Yerushalmi and Megillah. The Ritva brings him down. אבל בניר שרים מפורש בים או הולך במדבר אבל מפורש יום הולך במדבר זכורים ביודלת כרבונו אומר רב מונה באוסיד לאחסור למקרים בו על כל פעם היפרוז משעה ספורוס אבל אם דייתו לילך לקרח, אינו קוירי כלל. The Ritva is pshat, if a person went to the desert, and he's not planning to come back, he's planning to move to the city, so he doesn't read. The midbar is a dead place. A midbar is a mokim ptur. This is what the Yerushalmi was mechadish. Now, while they found such a Yerushalmi that midbar is a dead place, the Oruch HaShulchan learned, so in the dead place, this mashma in the Ritva, if you're planning to be back in the city, so you have the din of the city. If you're planning to be in a krach, you have the din of the krach. But maybe the Oruch HaShulchan time is, if you're in a plane, you're in a dead place. So we look where you're planning eventually to be. About the Raivan and all the other Rishonim learn pshat, that while the midbar is a dead place, Chazal wakoveya that midbar nidoy kerubay shaloylo. This is what the Rama says. If you're in a city, you read like a city. If you're in a krach, you read like a krach. But midbar, we give it a shame of roi vaoylo. So while we give it a shame of roi vaoylo, b'meile, if someone is in the midbar in the time of Purim, he's chayv and megile and yudalit. It's Chayv and Megillah and Yudalit. So, I'm saying people don't realize it. But it's Negea Lekula Velechum. So, this is the Chiddush and Yischadish. I don't know if someone knows more ideas on it. It's interesting to know. Interesting to know. All of the years, and I'm saying Al Pi Rav Shlomo Zalman and not, I'll give a couple examples. We already said in the Halacha Shir that if a Bochur wants to have two Purims, want to be Kabbal Teir Be'av or Mamash, the Gan Teshtarkat. That's very important. People don't know. Some people do Purim, both Purim, and they do both very Shvach. Mamash lose. Most of the 7-8 hours that a Bochur learns in Purim, they only do in one of them. You have to do Midigat. If you do Purim twice, you have to do it with the whole Kiki Mitzvosik, Tikuno, Mitzfiles. You know, to listen to Megillah properly, not Chas B'Shalom, you know, 3-4 times already, it's called Lomanian. Yeah? No, no, it's Nishposh. But, so, we said the Fidah Mishtabur, the Fidah Chazanish, it's better to be ready in Beit Shemesh before the night starts. And to come to Yerushalayim before the night starts here on Friday. For the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be in Beit Shemesh at least before Alois HaShachar. And to be back in Yerushalayim at least before Alois HaShachar here. Right? This was Alamol, all of us knew. Today Beit Shemesh is a little bit not. When we were kids, it's more Bnei Brak. You went to Bnei Brak. You don't even Bnei Brak. And also, the cars today go much quicker. Remember then, 30, 40 miles was already Mamish Givaldi Gazach. No, listen. So a person wanted to be in Bnei Brak, and I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm saying it, Kimat Atzakasha. So Lama Zogun, Alois HaShachar is 3 o'clock in the morning. But I was speaking of the night, you know, make it easier for Bochur Lamaise, Chazanish. A Bochur knows that he heard Shir that if the Katchili want to have the Purim of Bnei Brak, so you have to be there tonight. Right? Everyone knows. So a lot of Bochur, what they do is they leave Yerushalayim a minute before Shkia. This is what we did when we were Bochur. The Maizi is in the Midbar. He's not Mischayev. We ask how when he drives into Beit Shemesh. It's not enough that he left Yerushalayim. Remember, it was a year that had to leave Purim by day. And he didn't know what to do. He had to go to America, couldn't keep the Zvav. So I remember, Shlomo Zalman said to drive out of Yerushalayim at the beginning of the night to come back. And when before the morning, he drove out and he drove back in. Doesn't help. He was in the midbar. Could be b'chai gab. It doesn't help. What? Yeah, no. If he's going to be back in his city, could be the midbar is not kivei amoke. The shaila is if you have to be in the city, or it's enough. Or it's enough. To be kivei amokim even outside Yerushalayim. I'm saying, we see that there's an Indian that now the Shaila stack is Amod Nezach. So what? I'm going back now to the Ikar Shaila. This is the double chodesh by me. Why the midbar is amokim p'tur? Ari the avon lechura alamor was that there were kivei apurim and there were kivei then mukof ischoyim or betezvok. And here we see in all of the achronim that there were kiveya purim, but in the midbar it's not this and not this. Kiilu, there was two places of kvias, prozim and mukofim. It's two kind of salt chiyuvim. Needs a husband. Thank you.